Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Should you follow your intuition? You know, you have a big new idea and you just feel compelled to do it. Should you do it? Or you feel like you're repelled from an idea or a person. Should you follow that? Or you don't feel safe over here, but you feel safe over there, or you feel called to do this other thing. Should you follow intuition? That's a tough one. I don't know. I don't know what you're feeling or you're vibing on, but I have some ideas and some clarification. You know, a lot of people mistake intuition for fear. So a lot of times they have a big idea, but they say, well, my intuition says I shouldn't do it. And I say, well, let's first check that. Is your intuition, intuition usually operates kind of on four planes. And if it's not operating on those four planes, it's probably just a thought. Maybe it's a fear or a concern, but it's not the real thing. You know, I think our intuition first and foremost operates at a level that is for trust. Do I trust this person? You should follow that intuition. You know, if you feel a bad vibe from someone, follow that immediately. If your intuition says don't hire this person, don't hire them. If your intuition says this person's gonna boggle and just mess up this project, they probably will. You know, your intuition with people, if you found out that you're, you know, a generally socially intelligent person, follow that. If you've always been dumb with people, don't follow your intuition with people. You need skill development in that space. Read some books on social psychology. Read some books on social intelligence. Get in the game a little bit. Understand how to deal with difficult people. Understand conversations. Understand persuasion and influence. Tons of good books out there. But if you've genuinely been okay with people and you sense that you shouldn't trust someone, follow that intuition. I think a lot of people have made that mistake before, and I bet you have too. Lots of people have. So pay attention to that. I would say also intuition usually operates on the realm of positive growth for us. If we have an idea and our intuition says, you know, I should try that. I feel, you know, connected to that idea. I'm passionate. I'm excited about it. Then go for that. Follow that intuition that says it's time to change. Follow that intuition that says I could do this. Follow that intuition that says it's a second chance. Follow that intuition that says, you know, I could start over. If that's what's calling to you, then listen to it, explore it. Doesn't mean you need to take that next big leap towards it. I'm not saying your decision making for what to do on the intuition is right. I'm just saying follow the intuition. That means sit down and think, why am I hearing this right now? If it's right, what would be my next right action of integrity to move towards it? So, you know, your intuition says pay attention. It's decision making that decides how to implement that well. So make good decisions. But if it says, this would make me grow, this would excite me, this would bring more engagement, enthusiasm, energy into my life, I'm like, go, baby, go. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day,
you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
I would also say that the intuition tends to operate best after effort than before, right? A new dream comes up. It's so easy to say, well, my intuition says I shouldn't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. You know, people won't make fun of me or people won't support this. You know, I'm not ready to do this. And that's a challenge. Sometimes intuition is fear if it says stop before you try, especially in terms of goal attainment, seeking things. Sometimes intuition sounds like fear because it says stop to protect yourself. Like there's real safety or physical safety concerns. Listen to those, right? When your body says don't walk down that alleyway, that's not intuition. That's just common sense, right? But the intuition that says, you know what? Let's try. Let's get in the game. Let's just take that first step. Listen to that one. But if the intuition is saying, don't do it because I'm scared or people might reject me or I'm not good enough, don't listen to that one. That's fear. And that's why I'm saying intuition usually operates at a plane best after effort. Get in the game a little bit, take a couple action steps, move forward toward it a week, 2 weeks, a month. You know, do it for 3 or 4 months and see how it feels. Then let intuition say, this isn't my calling. But don't let that small part of you, that intellectual side or that unconscious side that says, well, you know, who am I to do this? Because sometimes your intuition says, you're not big enough for this, partner. But your mind has to say, you know what? Then I'm going to develop the skills and the habits and the routines to build into that. I will become what I must become. Because sometimes your intuition is just operating based on today. And I would say that last part about intuition to listen to is the one that's tied to your faith. Whether that for you is a belief in God or the universe or cosmos or just the joyous luck of every day, listen to that. If there's something inside that's saying, I need to reconnect with God or universe, or I need to reconnect with what my values or my beliefs are. If intuition is saying, you know what, I'm not being my best self right now. I'm not being good for those around me. Listen to that. Don't take it as guilt, because that's not what it is. It's, you know, what Lincoln called the better angels of your nature. It's in the back of your mind, something saying, you know what? You're better than this, kid. You could do a better job than this. It's reminding you that you have within you greatness. It's reminding you to be a role model. It's reminding you to pay attention to how you treat people. That's good. That's coming, I believe, from whatever that goodness is that the Creator sowed in our hearts that says, we want to be good people. So listen to that intuition of faith in yourself, in being the best of who you can, in the ability to rise through the difficulties of the day. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help, and I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.